All right, welcome to the Edge Show number 69, and I am here to give you the news today. First up, we have a number of Surface announcements, and one of the things that, if you haven't heard, is that the Surface is going to be now available through a lot of other retail channels, not just Microsoft stores inside the US. Also, we are offering the Surface RT to students for $199 through their school channel. Also, there is a price drop for the Surface RT, $150. So you can get now what used to be $499 is now $349 for the Surface RT. That's a pretty big deal in helping us to compete in the devices and services world. And also, there's another cool Surface video that was released really recently here on, it says, kill your PC. So they actually released some footage of how the labs that test the surfaces with drop tests and damage tests and all kinds of things, driving over it with a car, gives you a little bit of inside view to that. So just kind of a fun little video. I definitely recommend checking that one out. Next up, we also have the Office 365 has released for SkyDrive Pro. They have a Windows 8 app and an iOS app. So for those of you who don't know, the new Office 365 enables this feature of SkyDrive Pro that enables you to synchronize your files and folders to the cloud, essentially, for cloud-based storage. SkyDrive is kind of your personal files. SkyDrive Pro would be your business files synchronized to your Office. You've got apps for that now. Next up, we have the moving to the hybrid cloud with System Center and Azure Jumpstart event. That recording was not too long ago, and the recordings are now up and live on MVA for you to go through that course and follow. So you can check out that course at aka.ms/hybrid-js. Last but not least, we have a new preview for Windows Azure Active Directory application enhancements. And I'm not going to dive into this more in the news because just wait on the line and you can learn about that in this upcoming interview. All right, here we are. And today I am joined by a special guest, Mark. Mark, could you let folks out there know what you do at Microsoft?
Hi, I'm Mark Wall, and I'm a Principal Program Manager for Windows Azure Active Directory. And what I do is I manage the relationship between the Windows Azure Active Directory features, the customers, and the partners in order to build out the capabilities for Windows Azure for Enterprises.
Very cool. Well, there is a new release that we had here for access enhancements to Windows Azure Active Directory. I know for me, it's been a topic that's near and dear to my heart, Windows Azure Active Directory. Before we dig into the new stuff, I wanted to set some context really quickly here. So, you know, most of the customers that are out there today, you're probably going to have some form of Windows Server Active Directory. You know, on-premise, you're used to it on a VM. Well, Windows Azure Active Directory is what you're going to have when you, it's up in the cloud, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's no physical server you can touch. There's no, you know, like,
I want my hands on that.
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit different, right? Mm-hmm. And because it was designed based on our extensive experience with, right, Windows Server Active Directory, but designing it for cloud-based applications such as Office 365, right?
Intune.
Yep. Right, mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, we could easily spend, and in fact, I have spent at least an hour on different sessions explaining how you can synchronize your on-premise Active Directory over to Windows Azure Active Directory. So for now, we'll skip all of that, but let's just assume that you've done that, you know, DirSync, Federation, however you're going to do that, and you've got your identities now up in Windows Azure Active Directory.
Great.
So what can we do? What's new now that we have that up there?
Right. Well, not only are your directories usable by, you know, other, obviously, Microsoft SaaS applications, now with our application access enhancements, you can use these identities for providing users single sign-on to a range of popular third-party SaaS applications. You can configure how users can single sign-on, say with Federation or with a password. You can control which users have access. You can automatically provision and deprovision users with access. And we also are adding new security reports to give you, the administrator of your Windows Azure Active Directory, more visibility into what's going on, who's accessing your directory from where, what are they doing?
Okay, well, that That's a lot of new stuff. That's very cool. So could we see it in action?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me set up a little demo here, and we'll show you what it's going to look like when you log into the Windows Azure Mansion portal and see these features, and also first, what the end user is going to see. Because it's really, what can we do to delight the end user? What can they see that they haven't seen before from Azure?
Yeah, let's see it.
So here we are at the end user experience. The end user is going to go to what we call the Access Panel. At the Access Panel, which is located at account.activedirectory.windowsazure.com/applications, and that URL is in our TechNet documentation as well, the user can sign in. Now here I'm going to be signing in with my organizational account because the tenant that I've created here is a pure cloud environment. Now if my organization is using Windows Server Active Directory with say ADFS or another product, I would at this point be automatically signed in with my existing Windows Server Active Directory account. But here I'm just going to sign in with my cloud credentials. When I sign in, I'm going to see the end user experience in just a second. It's logged me in. And here are some of the applications that my administrator set up for me as an end user in the company.
Okay, so let me pause right here, though. So you could, right, with this solution, have your on-premise identity, right? So if you have a corporate domain-joined machine, you go to that URL you mentioned. If you have it set up in a certain way, it'll just log you into this portal automatically, right?
That's right. You can be automatically signed in, just like you could automatically be signed into, say, Office 365 for Outlook Web Access or SharePoint Online.
Okay. All right. And so I see this is a lot more than Office 365, than just Microsoft stuff. So what do we got here?
Right. So we do have Office 365 here in my fake company, Contoso. I do have, obviously, some Microsoft applications like Office and also Yammer. I also have a couple of third-party applications. And here I've got a range of applications from third-party SaaS vendors, some of which are integrating their application with Microsoft, and others, Microsoft has actually reached out and has configured the integration between Windows Azure Active Directory and these third-party SaaS providers. So what the user will do is they can see which applications they've been provided access for within their organization. And if I click on one of these, let's say Box, for example, I'm going to be redirected to Box. Now, what's going on here behind the scenes is the user's browser is being sent to Box. Box is reaching back to Windows Azure, checking that I'm still an authorized user, which I am. And now here I am. I'm now Steven today. And I'm here looking in Box, and I see all the files that I have access to. Now, I didn't have to sign in here to Box directly. I'm automatically signed in. I've got the right account. I can see all my colleagues and coworkers here. That's the experience from the Access Panel. Had I gone to Box directly, I could have seen the same experience. I go to Box, I type in my username, and it would redirect me back to Windows Azure Active Directory for authentication.
Okay, that is very cool stuff. So now the next question as the IT guy, right, is how do we get that working?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a great experience. Can you show us what?
Yeah. So now we're going to look at the experience for the administrator. Now I've signed out of being Steven. I'm now logged in as the administrator here in the familiar Windows Azure Management Portal. I'm down in the Active Directory area, and I can see that we've got a directory here for Contoso. It already exists.
Okay. So yeah, if a customer then, let's say, has, for instance, a tenant like Office 365 or Windows Intune that obviously already uses Windows Azure Active Directory, does that show up there for them, or how does that work?
That's right. This directory will, in fact, already be there if you're using Office 365 multi-tenant or Intune. All you'd need in order to see this is an Azure subscription. If you're getting started with Azure, you could get a free trial or pay as you go, and now you'll have access to the Active Directory area in the Windows Azure Management Portal.
As long as you log in using that same identity, that Microsoft ID for the global administrator account, and you attach that to the Windows Azure subscription, it'll show up there.
That's right. You need to be the global administrator in your directory.
Okay.
But once you've logged in and once you have your subscription, you'll be able to look at your directory. Now, some of you may have already seen Active Directory extension in Windows Azure Management Portal before, but you'll now see that there's a few new features that are showing up in our application access enhancements. We can see the users who we've already provided in this directory, but also on the Applications tab, we can see those applications that we set up earlier. Now, these applications are available from what we call the Application Gallery. At the bottom of the screen here, we have an Add button. And here, I could add an app that my organization is writing, say, .NET app, or I could manage access to a SaaS app that my organization is already using. This is a new feature in our App Access Enhancements Preview. What I can see is a gallery of quite a few, I think about 70 apps today, that are available for integration And you can just pick which applications your organization is already using or wants to try out that integration. Once you pick an application, we can then see what's the different features that are available to help support that integration. The first one is that single sign-on we showed earlier from the end user for the access panel. You can configure single sign-on for users between Windows Azure Active Directory and a SaaS application like Box. You can choose how users sign on. They can use federation like we showed earlier. Or if users already have accounts, maybe they already have Box accounts already, they can use their existing accounts. But setting up federation is really easy.
So wait right there, if you go back one. So if you go right there, I mean, when would be the scenario you really want to utilize users authenticate with their existing app account? Does that mean that, I mean, well, yeah, explain to me what the difference is there. I mean, I get the top one, I think, right? You, based on what we showed, you log in with your domain credentials that you've synchronized with Azure AD, and then that automatically logs into the other site.
Right.
When is the scenario for the second one?
I may already have a subscription to Box, but I may not be using federation to Box. I may have already gone through and created users in Box manually for my employees. I may have already given out passwords to employees in my company. So what I want to do is I want to enable users to keep using their existing accounts.
Okay.
And they can be productive. They can single sign on using the password they already know. If I'm getting started with a new application, such as Box, which allows federation, then I have this choice. I can either go with federation, so users can be signed in automatically, or I can continue to go down the password route. It really depends on what the administrator wants to do, as well as what are the applications that the users might be relying upon in the organization. The users might have, for example, a mobile app that's specific to one of these that requires a password, so they aren't able to go to federation just yet.
Okay, so in that case, you'd have the app show up in the portal, but maybe they would just have to type their password again for whatever the other password is if they're not federated. Right?
Correct. If they're not federated, they just have to type the password the first time.
Okay, but we can set that up, of course, through here, right?
So, that's right. You have a choice. You can pick which one you want to go.
Okay, great. All right.
Yep. So the federation path is really easy compared to what it might be, say, with setting up ADFS or one of our on-prem technologies. For Box, it's pretty much two steps. Paste in a URL, which you get from Box, corresponds to your Box tenant, and then you can download a file, and then we'll give you instructions that tell you how to go configure that in Box. It's going to vary from one SaaS to another. Some might be, we'll walk you through how to set up, for example, Federation in Salesforce, or others might be that you contact your support counterpart at Box in order to have them help you with that process. It really depends on what the right model is for your organization and for your SaaS applications. Once you've done so, now you have two other capabilities. For Box and for some of our other SaaS applications, you configure automatic provisioning and deprovisioning of users. So that if someone joins your company, you can configure to create an account for them in Box. And here's something that a lot of organizations are really interested in. As someone leaves the organization, you can configure to automatically disable their account in many of these third-party SaaS applications so that users don't have leftover accounts in these SaaS applications that they might still inadvertently have access to, even if they're no longer your employees.
That makes sense.
And then finally, you can configure which users in your organization have access to an application here like Box. So if we look here at the users within my organization, I can then pick which ones are appropriate to have access to Box. Here I picked Steven, who we showed in a previous demo. I could disable his access if he no longer needs access to Box. I could even change his role for some of these applications like Salesforce that have multiple roles.
Yeah, and this would, so the middle one was really the synchronization provisioning of users across the different accounts.
Right.
But not necessarily saying who has access to what.
Yes.
Right? And then now you're saying, who am I going to give access through the portal to redirect over there, assuming you have a federated identity.
Yes.
Right?
Or who should show up if I'm going to be using a password-based password-based SSO to the SaaS application.
Okay, so yeah, if they have a separate account credentials, then this will just not pop up that icon for them being able to go there, even though they might be able to go there themselves manually. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, very cool stuff.
Okay, so with this combination of capabilities, we'll provide a centralized view for the administrator to see their SaaS applications, both their Microsoft applications like Office 365 or Yammer, the applications that they're developing themselves, as well as many of these popular third-party applications, anything from Google to Salesforce or Box, and have a single experience for the administrator so they can control and get more visibility into who has access, and they can have more security over how users are signing in, being able to do federation and generally getting more control over how users are interacting with the directory and with applications.
Yeah, I know for a lot of folks, I mean, this is kind of for folks who just have on-premise Active Directory, right? They're used to, hey, I've got my Windows server that runs Active Directory. I've got my, you know, auditing tools or whatever I'm comfortable with from a security standpoint on my identities for on-prem. You know, this is, for some folks, a step, right? Of like, hey, I've got this identity up now in Windows Azure Directory. What can I do? So this sounds like this is really helping to address some of those things with auditing. So what does that look like today? Can you show us?
Yeah. So here we are back in the portal. And let's take a look at the All Users tab. You also see, if you're in the preview, these three additional security reports. These reports give you more visibility into how users are signing in to Windows Azure and by extension into Office and your other applications. And this allows you to better understand if there's a risk of account compromise. Maybe someone's password's been stolen, or maybe they've been sharing their password with someone else, or maybe someone has been logging in with their account without you knowing it. These give you more visibility, and so you can understand if people are perhaps signing in from beyond areas in the world where they may not normally logged in, or perhaps from two countries at the same time.
Okay, so how frequently do these checks run in the background?
These checks run every couple hours, so it's going to depend upon the volume of operations going on in Windows Azure, you know, how many users. But basically, this allows you to look and see, have there been trends, like every day, every week, over the last month? Okay. This will help you to better understand how users are interacting with your system, and in particular, to highlight potential account compromises, things that you may want to investigate further.
So, okay, I know this is in preview, but there's all kinds of variation of questions I'm sure that people have, such as like, well, hey, what if I want to configure this to have alerts or notifications based on some kind of criteria?
That's right. So currently we don't have alerting coming from Windows Azure. All these views are provided to you in the Windows Azure Management portal. But if you do want to see integration, let's say you wanted to send an SMS notification, or you'd like it to tie into, say, a particular security monitoring system, definitely give us that feedback. And you can give us that feedback through the Windows Azure Active Directory forum. So if you look at our documentation, there'll be links to the forum. You can go there and, you know, contribute, see what other people have been asking for, and that'll help us to evolve this technology going forward and bring in more capabilities into Windows Azure Active Directory.
Okay, that's very cool. All right, well, thanks for tuning in here, and I would also love to know, you know, customer stories, right? If you really see some value in this inside of your organization, shoot a comment or shoot an email to me. We'd love to know about what you're doing with this technology. And until then, yeah, thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you.
All right. Well, hopefully you enjoyed that interview with Mark. And, you know, definitely check out and download the preview, as well as, you know, again, like I mentioned, send me an email if you are a customer and you really have an interest in this. David.Tessar@Microsoft.com is my email. And let me know on what you're doing with this Windows Azure application access features inside of your organization. Also, if you have future episodes that you would like to see for the Edge show related to Windows Azure, definitely let me know as well. You can email edge@techna.com for future interviews across our entire team at the Edge show here. And until next time, we'd love to hear from you.